We're on page 9. Each man according to his flag and his banner, by the signs of their father's house, Neged, Saviv, Lola, Mole, and Yafi. Over and again.
I love it, or?
Page 9. Around the Olam Oed, they shall get. Hine HaTorah HaKadosha, he is thief. The Holy Torah is eternal. V'shayachet, v'chol eif, v'chol zman. And it is pertinent in all times. U'v'havin ha-ro'as berach la'avodet Hashem v'chorach. Hayot zelonu mizeaka. Let's try and understand a way to serve Hashem comes out from the Hebrew for us. How does it pertain to us? Hine Kasi is written by Yisu Mir Fidin, by Yavo Midbar Sina, that they traveled from Rafidi and they came to Midbar Sina at earlier time, Shemar. Here's Rashi's all. Rashi explains, Ma Kish Nisiyasa Mir Fidin, Nisiyasa Mahar Sina. The Torah compares they're traveling away from Rafidi to they're traveling to into Har Sinai. Ma biyasam l'Har Sinai b'teshuva, kach nisiyasam mirafidim haya b'teshuva. Just as they came to Har Sinai in teshuva, so they traveled from Rafidi in teshuva. Rafidi is where they battled Amalek. So they left that battle in the state of teshuva. To explain this as it pertains to our Avodah Hashem. Mudas Zos. It is well known and understood. The Kol Ikar Briyasa Adam Ba'olam Hazeh. That the purpose of the human being coming into this world. Hu Rak L'Sakein B'Chinat HaGeshem Shalom. Minefesh HaBahamas. Is to rectify and fix our material being from the Nefesh HaBahamas, meaning from the influence of the Nefesh HaBahamas, our more animalistic and base tendencies.
I think a good poetic translation of that could be our rainy side.
Our rainy side?
Yeah,
what it's been lately.
Yeah, but the depressive midwest death of spiritual
Ki HaNefesh HaSheni Shevi Yisrael, because the second soul of the Jewish people, meaning our higher soul, our neshama, ichelak elokimuma elokavima. It is a godly entity from above. Ve'inat srifa shum tikkun. Our neshama really, in its higher level, doesn't require tikkun. It's already a very pure and holy thing. But our nefesh habahamis and our guf requires tremendous amount of tikkun. Va'ofen ha-tikkun le-nefesh ha-bahami is who? Ha-yidei shnei yon. The way we are misakein our nefesh ha-bahami is by two means. Inyon echad, the first one, hu lihiyos kol ma'atzav ha-gashmi, to take all of our physical needs and actions, ka'achila, v'shasiya, like eating and drinking, with the doma and the like, Rak L'Shem Shemayim, for the sake of heaven. So endeavoring to lift our physical activities toward heaven and for the sake of heaven is a big part of our avoda, very big part of our avoda. The Yisnahig L'Chol HaGashmi is Rak L'Tzad HaHechrech, that when we do have to be involved with physicality, it's for the sake of necessity. L'Havros HaSkufo, to strengthen the body and to keep it healthy. Shayidya Bori Lavodas Hashem is Burak, to serve God with strength and health. Velo Lamale Ta'avaso Lahanas Kufo, not to simply fulfill one's desires in a self-involved way, just going to gratify myself without any higher purpose, but rather to really try to take the physical world and our own physical needs and gratify it, but in a way which is serving a touch for us.
You added the only, because you didn't say only, because you said not to gratify our
right.
But isn't there, I mean, is he implying though that, the, you know, that, the, I mean, there's a whole Indian that is particularly in Hasidus, hana,
right,
of this world.
Right.
That's a gift of the Kurdish.
Exactly. And that's why I don't translate it that way, you know, in that, you know, I'm trying to take context, you know, and perspective, that it doesn't mean, you know, to be an ascetic.
Right.
But rather that when one does enjoy the world, to try to do so the Shem Shemayim. I don't think he means that when he says it like that, that you have no joy. But rather when you do enjoy it, that it should be in a healthy way.
Right. We really, actually, the truth is we don't hear a lot of the yoga stuff. The simcha side, you know, the hanah side.
Well, you have a lot about simcha, shal mitzvah,
right,
and the privilege of being able to serve a kadosh baruch hu, and the importance of being happy with oneself. He does address that a lot. Okay. Kibazeh. Yagbir hanefesh harbahamiyas. Yagbir hanefesh harbahamiyas albatinas nefesh ralakis. If a person simply indulges himself, there's no higher purpose to their physical activities, then what happens is the nefesh habahamis starts to overpower our neshama ha'alakis, betinas hanakuda shavalei, that point within our heart of holiness, hashatihya bibetinas galus b'shivya tachas hageshem, so much so that the neshama is in exile and in captivity in the domain of the physical human being. Like we learned about a little bit last week, that the nefesh ha'alakis just becomes completely buried in one's physical desires. So the more one indulges the physical without a higher purpose, the more it overtakes the neshama ha'alakis. And that godly part of us is sent further into galus. Rag. Ulizos, is that right?
Ulizos.
Ulizos. Soricha adam lakadish atzmo v'mutrlo v'lisno es hagashmi. Therefore, a person must sanctify themselves, hagashmi, with that which is permitted, and now his lashon is, and to hate, to despise, that which is physical. Now again, I don't think he means in that way, I'm going back to Mark's question, but I would translate it as that which is physical for its own sake. But that's what he's talking about. To despise that physical indulgence if that's all that it is. And the idea of hatred is that drives a person away from it. If I hate something, I'm going to keep myself away from it. I hate indulgence because I know it's bad for me and it destroys me spiritually, I'm much more likely to keep apart from it if I have that kind of emotion against it.
Such a strong word.
Yeah, it is. And that's the Lashon Balatanya Lada also, to completely despise Ra, completely, and that it should not have any room within us of like Abba.
Yeah, but
right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You think where he was coming from, and he's saying this. Culture came for us who are just
immersed
in a culture.
But he saw it coming. Very clear, he saw it coming. Rak yaseh ma shetzoref behefret v'kiyum haguf v'tzoref haronet Hashem yisborah. But to try and do that which is necessary to sustain the body, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think what we were called to be healthy. Try and keep strong, keep healthy, with the intention of serving God. The Zen Nikra Bethinas Harsina says this is called Harsina. How is that so? That's a Chiddush Nikra concept there, that the idea of using Gashmias L'Shem Shemayim, that we heard before, but he says it's also called Harsina. How's that? Shadrashu Chazal, the Chachamim learned in the Gemara and Shabbos. Lama Nikra Shemo Har Sinai. Why is it called Sinai? Shayorda Sina Leumasal. So the pshat here is that hatred descended to the nations of the world. And the way that is usually understood is that because of Har Sinai, we are a despised people. Some understand that to mean because of the moral imperative placed upon people, that now the world was, you know, an officially moral, ethical place where people were trying to strive for sanctity and kedusha, that made a lot of people uncomfortable, that there'd be such a thing in the world called Har Sinai. That's how it's often understood, but he has a completely different shot at it. Yeah.
The obvious exception is Yisro.
Right.
Correct. So I'm wondering, do we have a Masorah of any nations in the that are more inclined to like us than other nations?
Do we have any? The Khazars converted.
Yeah. I don't know. In terms of the Shivim Umma.
Right.
If there are some who are more, it's a very interesting question. We certainly have some where you can.
We certainly have an intuitive understanding that the descendants of Esav, that the reflex is to hate us. The descendants of Ishmael, the reflex is to hate us. So I'm just wondering if we have any kind of understanding about nations who don't have that, and who might have
a little more favorably inclined, right?
The Chinese. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what I'm thinking about when I said that, I don't remember if I saw this or if it was in the newspaper after when we were all in Washington for the rally for Israel. Mm-hmm. There was a man from India dressed in an Indian dress. And he had a sign that says, "The world's billion Hindus are with me."
Now, there's kind of
an enemy of my enemy is my friend sort of thing going on there. Right. But I just wondered, do we have any sort of any way of understanding?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Do we say that's where Andy's house is from?
Yeah, some people say that from this Chazal. Although he had it beforehand too, because Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, in particular Yaakov, had his share of troubles by being a Hebrew. It predated, you know, Har Sinai too, but I guess in terms of the nation, as a nation, a lot of people point to that.
So Avram also had friends amongst the nation.
It might be a corollary also that as the nations, it's more sunk in Gashmias, the Sinai against the people.
Would grow.
Right.
V'yesh lomar. So it is possible to say, and now he's going to say this Chazal in a different light. Sha'uma sa'olam. When it says here, Yorda Sina la'uma sa'olam, Romeis al-kol inyanim gashmi, that really is a broad term for all physical activity. Shehem ote kofadim mazalas, which is basically a major part of idol worship and worship of the constellations, is the very corrupt lifestyle that accompanies it. The cholin yonim gashmi mishpahat hiu shalem v'chinas mazalas, as we know that the physical world receives its chiyus funneled through the constellations and the stars. Kamaimer Chazal, as it says in the Gemara, actually brings it down to the Zohar, excuse me. Ein lecha kol esav milamata, this is a midrash there, she'ein lo mazal milamala, she'omer lo gadel, that there's no, not even a blade of grass down here, which doesn't have a mazal, some kind of a spiritual influence, or some people call it a mala, from above, that tells it to grow. So that chiyus that comes to the world, of course it all comes from Hashem, but it's funneled down through the various layers of reality and finally through the stars and constellations into this world. V'zehu hapirish sheyorda sina la'akum. That's what it means that hatred descended to the Akum. Shetzorech ha'adam lisno kol inyane gashmi. He says that that actually is our words of instruction for us. That as a result of Har Sinai, we should have Sina for Akum, not for Gentiles, but for an overindulgence in physical reality, that very base physical lifestyle, which is represented by Avodas Kohanim. But that's words of Eitzah for us. Shetzorech ha'adam lisno kol inyanei gashmim, v'lo yasok b'hem, rak ma shetzorech l'ha'echrech l'kiyum aguf, to involve oneself only according to that which is necessary, sheyihi alokoach v'riyus la'avod ba'avodas ha'kodesh, to be healthy to serve God. I think that we are really on the other side of the spectrum here, that we are very much in love with the physical world, very much so, and we enjoy it, and we take a great deal of pleasure in it, and this is a really hard thing for us to conceive of, that in order for us to really be more objective about it, that we have to realize the dangers of self-indulgence and physical reality. I don't think that we in our society have absorbed that point. We are in love with it. And he's saying, you got to hate it. And I think that the idea is that something that you hate, you stay away from. If you don't have that emotion of hatred or despising that, you stay away from it. It's not going to be fear. Sometimes fear will keep somebody away. But to know how bad it is for us, that can develop a hatred. It's like, just to take a very physical example, but what's that chemical that they use for alcoholics? It has over 5 alcoholics.
Anandamide.
So you equate alcohol with this makes me sick. And then you develop in that method, you develop that aversion to it because you know it's not going to make you sick. And I think that's the idea here. We don't view the physical world that way. That if I don't involve myself with this world properly, then it's not going to destroy the world. We haven't made that adjustment method. We're so immersed in it. Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah. But while doing it, I think it's maybe not where I'm lost with. That it feels good. I let something work in the light on. Not gets it carried away when the world comes. Not gets it carried away.
Just mice and play. So I have a good idea. Instead of carrying around our credit card, we should carry around our statement. Our monthly statement. You open and go, oh, I hate this. So that's the Sina that he's talking about. V'zehu sh'amar David HaMelech, Allah v'shalom, as David HaMelech says, Tachlis Sina Sinesa. I have hated them, meaning the enemies of Hashem, the ultimate of hatred. Ube'eza ofen yihiya b'yecholah sa'adam la'agiyya b'zeh li'bechinas har Sinai hu al yidei teshuva me'ava. So how does one come to this? Hatred through love. Fascinating concept. Through teshuva me'ava, a love, a loving teshuva, one reaches this. Kamo shakasu ohave Hashem sinura. As we say every Friday night in davening, those who love God hate evil. But there's a real correlation here, and this is where the Bala Tanya really goes at length to talking about these two things go hand in hand. The more ahavas Hashem one really has, the more sinas hara they have. The more they're in love with Ra, the more they cannot be in love with Hashem. That is axiomatic. sinura. Ube erech shehu ohev Hashem, ken yihi ye erech sinaso esara. To the extent that I love God, so too I hate evil. Not evil people, but evil. I hate evil.
But you know, I mean, we have, you know, you know, one can love God, that's love to God, but, you know, there are times when one is, you know, sure I love God, but, you know, will I do the things that, you know, are difficult that express that love?
Right.
And sometimes the answer is no. So,
they would say that the love has not reached its potential. That there's something lacking in our ahava, that it does not come into fruition through my sense.
Right.
That higher levels of love would negate and overcome those yitzharah moments.
But that's a very lofty.
Very lofty. Big
Maitreya. I mean, the Pelioi.
We're in the midst of this.
Right.
We're in the midst of this battle. You know?
Right.
And we don't reach that level.
Right. And I mean we have. I have trouble with the word seed. You know, we don't think of that as being a deeper trope to hate.
But we have this for the hate on the way.
Right.
So when it comes to certain things, we do have hatred. I think that in general, we're just very uncomfortable with that emotion.
That side of the emotional spectrum.
Right.
But the idea behind having a mitzvah of it is the idea that it too can be something
right.
in our emotional spectrum.
Exactly. And I think also, just to take that a little further, that if we were to be making this mitzvah properly, then our hatred would be where it belongs, and it wouldn't be where it doesn't belong.
Huh.
I think we're afraid because our hatred goes into other areas.
Right.
We get angry, we start to hate somebody, some people, and then it starts to spread out. And
right.
that's not what the Torah wants,
right.
and then we become afraid of that, which we should be. But if we were really in the right place, you know, and that's where it was directed toward Ra, I think that we would also be more comfortable with the emotion.
I think what at least that reminded me of your drasha a couple of weeks ago, but tolerance is really
seething underneath.
Right, right.
With frustration.
Right. We're not even culturally expressed that. We express it in this
Okay, so that's the first part. The Inyan Hasheni, now the second part, Le Inyan Letiku Nefesh Abraham, is to try and be Misakim our Nefesh Abraham. It's who, Al Yidei Ho'avdus B'Torah U'Tfila, is through our serving Hashem in learning and davening. So the first part was through our physical actions, and the second part is Torah U'Tfila. She'yira Ho'adam Shelo Yihi Yamin Hasafa U'Tfutz, the Kariru's Fa'atis, that a person should try and see to it that his davening and learning is not simply from the lips and outward, and not with coldness, lack of islahavus, and laziness. Shazehu b'chinas refidim. That's what refidim is, where we were fighting Amalek. Maimar Chazal, it says in Gemara, Sherefu yideihem me'atorim. They let go of Torah. They loosen their grip on Torah. And that he's understanding that emotionally. Right? That we were not emotionally involved with the Torah. Roughly, they.
So you're saying it in an active voice. I've always understood it in the passive voice that their hands were weak as opposed to that they kind of actively did it.
That would be near proof. Would be passive.
So it's really implicit in the language that it's active.
I believe so. Yeah.
It's to let go.
It's to loose. Yeah. Okay. To let something loose. Raksha Yidaver Bechius Uteshuka Vihislavus Vihkashus Mashado Lahadibur Vihi Yadibur of the Torah Fila Bilti Lashem. But to become emotionally involved, to have life and yearning and passion in one's words and davening and trying to let it happen, not to be inhibited by those things. And a connecting of the mind to the words, the makshava to the word, and that is directed toward God. Ube'eza ofen yochol ha'adam lahagi alazeh. How can one reach this? Hu ayidei teshuva in the Europe. This is through a different kind of teshuva, through teshuva from Europe. And whereas before, right, being able to direct the physical toward Hashem came from teshuva me'ahava, being able to direct Torah and Tefillah to Hashem, he says, comes from teshuva me'ira. Sheyisponim, we'll see, lifnei mihu mispala, to contemplate before whom are we davening, lifnei melech ma'afei ha'melechim ha'kadosh baruch hu, before Hashem, the King of Kings. Asher hu ribon b'shali u'mashgiach al kol pratei ma'asav, that Hashem is constantly aware and in charge and knowing every aspect of me. The yipol olav yira u'pachad, and to then be open to that awe that one has, the yashuv el Hashem alma sav sha'avru, for their past deeds which were not proper. Then one will be able to daven with passion and yisla. So both of these things, which is Torah and Tefillah with passion, and the directing of Ma'is and Tovim L'Shem Shemayim, both of those things are misakein the nefesh abaham. Shayihiya noseya mirafidim v'lavo lahar Sinai kemavur. To leave rafidim, meaning the type of relationship with Hashem which is without emotion, and to come to Har Sinai. V'hine shnei hoinyonim elu tuluim zevazeh. These two things are dependent upon each other. Shetikun b'chinas Har Sinai, totally the tikun b'chinas rafidim. That the idea of being able to direct one's physical need, l'shem shemayim, that he calls Har Sinai, is very much dependent on the rafidim, on the amount of passion we have when we serve God. U'karamuz b'kra v'yavu amalek v'yilochem yisol b'rafidim. As it says, Amalek came and did battle with the Jewish people in rafidim. Sha'al yidei shahatora utfila hubi b'chinas rifyon yadayim. When the Torah and Tefillah is non-emotional, when we let go of it, we're not involved, ma'atzlus ukrirus minasafa ulachutz, and it's a cold experience, only an experience of the lips, azai, but then what happens, vayavo amalek, then amalek comes. Hainu shenofel, the holy nyone gashmi, and all of our physical involvements become a nefilah, a lowering. Umagbir hachomer al hatzura, and our more base form takes over our higher form. Ubechinas nefesh melukis, hibi bechinas shivya, megalus yad, tachas yad hachomer vashem. But I think this is an interesting concept and a challenging one too. If a person is, I'm going to just use the word passionate. If a person is passionate in their Torah and Tefillah, then they're not as vulnerable when it comes to being involved in the physical world. And if a person is cold to their Torah and Tefillah, they become very vulnerable when it comes to the physical world. And one machshava on that is this, that the physical world is a very attractive place. And if we don't express our passions in Kedusha, then they're going to be expressed in the physical world. But if we've made an impression on ourselves that this is where our passions lie, and there's an emotional involvement with that, then the mela, the attraction of the physical world, is lessened because we're getting that
we're getting that charge in a positive sense from Torah and Tefillah. If we're called to the, I'm going to say, spiritual experience, then we're much more likely to be hot to the physical experience. It's got to find its expression somewhere.
In a contemporary study of emotion, more and more brain researchers are looking at emotions as essentially that which organizes cognition. So what is available for us to think about is really kind of predetermined by whatever emotion happens to have sort of been initially processed, and they happen in different centers of the brain.
That's an interesting idea. Shin?
Passion for the existence of passion is a given.
Right.
So there's an existence, there's passion, and it must express and actualize and be a part of who we are. And one way or another,
it's going to
look for a outlet. We will either choose and direct it, or
it'll take over.
Right.
You know, somewhere where you don't want it to.
Well, I was told by one thing that this acquaintance, I the Yemen Amala thing, we usually think it's the other way around.
Right.
That he,
they cool us
up there. Right.
Right. It's a different way of looking at it. That because of our own relaxed or casual relationship with her, that's what I'm calling it. But you're right. It's the reverse.
Yeah, right.
Of the ways more usually presented.
And that's the idea of a Malik as Gematria Safik, is that when we sort of loosen our kind of connection and awareness of God and connection to Noah, that's when we begin to have a doubt.
Right.
I think it's a little fun.
Only what?
What?
Only what?
Oh, at least one.
The next thing.
He says, Torah and Tefillah, that has to do with the
Yira.
But here he's talking about his lavus and passion. We usually associate that with ahava.
It's both. And what he's emphasizing here is that there is an emotional reality in Kedusha that comes out of Yira. Now we're accustomed to thinking about a kind of Yira that kind of stops us in our tracks.
Right.
Which is an important year. It's Yiras Hate. It should stop it.
Right.
But he's talking about a kind of inspirational, or rather inspiring, kind of Yira. When one thinks about the godless Hamore, you know, and how awesome that is.
Right.
But that can create an emotion of, this is really a significant, powerful thing that we're involved in.
It's
emotional life.
Is it possible that saying that the year is not opposite of Ahava, in the sense Yira can bring you to Ahava?
I would agree with that. And Ahava to Yira, there's a constant flow back and forth. I think more of the opposite of Ahava would be something like lack of feeling.
Really?
Because emotion, you know, can't be an opposite. They're both emotional experiences.
Right.
But yeah, careers is more,
right.
I think, you know.
So,
then where does Sina fit in? Because we think of Sina.
Yeah, I don't think Sina is the opposite of Ahava.
Right.
Sina
right.
still involves, you know, passion.
Right.
And as we saw up here, that there's this pendulum here. That when you swing toward Ahava, then the Yira, the Sina from Ra is, you know, it's not a pendulum. Excuse me. As the greater the emotion of Ahava for Hashem, the greater the emotion of Yira for Ra. So I don't see that as opposites. I see that more as like a complete
right,
experience.
Right. It makes a lot of sense now. Because if someone really hates something, you know that their feelings are strong.
They're feeling it.
Right. It's, you know, it's...
Yeah. Amale can attack the stragglers. Ones who weren't like gung-ho, they're not as involved. The ones who are
Very good.
it in part because I take my marriage as one part or 10 parts Ava and 10 parts Yira. That I love my wife, I love the marriage, and my fear about losing that might very well keep me straight and honest in the relationship and not be seduced by the other possibilities that are out there. So the same thing as my relationship with the Rabbana Shalom is like, this is a serious relationship. The consequences of getting disconnected are pretty heavy duty. And I realize that all of my good stuff is dependent on the Rabbana Shalom. So then it makes me think 3 or 4 times about going off in a completely different direction. Sounds like that.
Thank you. Nice letter. Okay, Asher Kovach, gentlemen.
So, just kind of in sum, hate comes from love, and fear comes from weakness. So, I mean, fear overcomes weakness.